Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. This is episode 107 of The Big Show. As ever, there's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about. But I want to make this show a little different than the norm. Frequently, when I do the show each week, I go through various news items and various things that I think it's important for you to know about, for you to be aware, and to understand how those news items affect your business on a day-in and day-out basis. What I thought I would do differently today is step back for a moment and take a look at the bigger picture. Here in the States, where I record this show each week, we have a State of the Union address every year where the president appears before Congress and he talks about where he thinks the State of the Union is, where the country is doing well and where the country is not doing well. And so today, I thought it would kind of be interesting to talk about the State of E-commerce 2015. Now, as the president often says at the start of the talk, I think the state of e-commerce is strong. I think there's a lot of good happening out there and a lot of really valuable trends that are driving a robust digital economy. They're driving a reality where your customers can accomplish what they want, when they want, where they want, all day, every day. And ultimately, that is a good thing. Ultimately, that creates more opportunities for your business, and ultimately, that creates a better environment for consumers. The reason this is so is because of a series of trends that we're dealing with right now, a series of trends that are shaping the world in which your customers live. And as a result, the world in which you live every single day. The first of these is what I always refer to as internet everywhere. It's the reality that your customers live in a world where they are continually connected. They have access to the internet in ways that they themselves may not even realize. Obviously, we know about things like mobiles. They carry a mobile device with them where they go, or tablets, or anything like that that allows them to interact with the information that they need and find the answers that they are looking for when and where and how they choose. There are also wearables, which, to be fair, if we're grading the overall state of e-commerce, I think the wearables market is somewhat lagging right now. I'm a little more bearish on wearables than maybe I would have been a year ago, and certainly than where the market was a year ago. Google is actually stopping the sales of its Glass product, at least for now, until they can come up with a more compelling product and, no pun intended, a more compelling vision for what Glass will look like. Apple Watch hasn't launched yet, probably won't launch for another couple of months. The Android watches are selling, but not so robustly, so wearables are kind of flat. That often occurs in the adoption rate of new technology. So I'm not bearish in the long term, but in the short term, I think it's at least a year, possibly two, before we see real activity in the wearables state. We have things like usables, those are the technologies like set-top boxes or gaming consoles, or in-car, that are making a much bigger push and provide your customers access to information. I talked last week about how GM is turning its cars, is turning OnStar essentially into a search engine for customers. And we have invisibles. Those would be things like sensors embedded in a Nest thermostat or sensors embedded in chips in cars that can broadcast information about the use of that vehicle. You see it a lot of times with the NFC tracking devices that allow insurance companies to know your driving habits so that they can set rates more effectively. Because of the fact that people are continually connected to the internet, we've entered an environment where we are all publishers now. Obviously, we know that brands are. We know that you are as you engage in content marketing and as you create the content designed to attract your customers, designed for what's typically known as inbound marketing, letting your customers find you. That's hugely popular right now. And in fact, creates a challenge of how you cut through the clutter, something we're going to talk about a lot more in the coming weeks. The reality, though, is that content marketing and inbound marketing is working very effectively at helping your customers find you when they need you. Also, when you look at social and places like Facebook and Tumblr and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest, your customers are publishers as well. They're using social and mobile and creating this deep, deep trail of digital footprints everywhere they go that makes them publishers as well and really leads to the next big item, the next most important step, which is this radical transparency. The fact that your customers can know everything about your business whenever they want. I have talked many, many times about how your customers often know more about your business than your employees do because they have a greater incentive to. Yes, it has the downside of sometimes creating price transparency where you may not want it. But again, we have an environment where your customers are going to shop hard for the things that they want and the things that they need to solve for their problems. And when you use this transparency to your advantage, you let it tell your story most effectively. You let your customers, as publishers like they are, tell your story most effectively. You're creating an environment where your customers can know everything about you, and hopefully the good outweighs the bad. If the bad outweighs the good, you don't have a transparency problem. You have a customer service problem, or you have a product problem. The idea isn't that you fix people's perception by changing the message. You change people's perception by fixing the product or fixing the service, and then let that transparency work to your advantage. Now, obviously, transparency cuts both ways. Your customers, as I mentioned a moment ago, are leaving these digital footprints everywhere they go. And because of these data trails, because of the amount of information out there, it allows you the ability to create deep customer insights, to develop deep customer insights, to really get inside your customer's head and know what it is they really want, what it is they really need. More importantly, the data that you collect about your customers' behaviors and their interest and their desires and their dreams separates you from the pack. It provides you an opportunity to build a comprehensive profile of your customer and know when you're talking to them, this is what you need to say and this is what they need to hear to help customers accomplish their goals and thus help you accomplish yours. Now, obviously, you're not the only one trying to do that. There are all sorts of disintermediators and disruptors out there. You know, people, new businesses, things like Etsy and Kickstarter and Uber and Airbnb, who are disrupting the way business has been done for a long, long time. Again, the better a database you build, the better a customer service model that you build, the better a picture of your customer that you build, the more that you enable yourself to be protected from these new entrants into the field. If you know what your customer wants better because you've done a better job of assembling the right data and assembling the right message to put in front of the right customer most effectively, you're going to be in a lot better shape. Now, finally, the last major trend is something I always refer to as the changing of the guard. People like millennials or those in developing countries who are coming into the space and have never known what we're talking about not to be the case, right? Millennials take everything that I just talked about for granted. It's the world in which they live. And people in developing markets also take a lot of this for granted, because again, they've never known a world where this didn't exist. The world has always worked this way. And so as you look at the state of e-commerce for 2015, it is shaped by a big number of trends, by six fundamental trends, the ones that I just talked about: internet everywhere, radical transparency, we're all publishers now, deep customer insights, disruptors and disintermediators, and the changing of the guard. And your ability to use those to your advantage and shape your customer's experience and help your customers find what they need and support them in the discussion and dissemination of your brand story. Help them curate and tell your story on your behalf through the many channels that they have as publishers. The better shape you're going to be in, and the more you're going to find yourself in a really positive state at the end of 2015. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I want to remind you that you can find the show notes from today's episode and subscribe to all of our episodes at timpeter.com/podcast. You can also subscribe to the podcast by going to Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher is, and doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. You should find us under any of those. And I want to remind you that you can email me. Just send an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. With any comments or questions or concerns or thoughts or anything that you would like to bring to my attention, because obviously the state of e-commerce is really strong, but the state of keeping on top of it is never ending. So please feel free to reach out via email. I'd love to hear from you. With that, I hope you have a great week ahead, a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to talking with you again next week right here on Thinks Out Loud. Take care, everybody.